G'day, welcome to Partakers Friday Prayers. Today we have a prayer of Julian of Norwich. Firstly, there'll be a brief introduction about her. Then we'll have a sentence about her thoughts about prayer, and then the prayer itself. Our prayer today is Sammy.
Born in 1342 and died in 1416, Julian of Norwich was an English mystic and is called Julian after the Church of St. Julian in Norwich, where she was an anchoress. She lived, together with her mother, in a cell attached to the church. Around the age of 30, suffering from a severe illness and believing she was dying, she had a series of visions which she recorded soon after. And then, after reflecting on them for over 20 years, she wrote an expanded version. These are called Revelations of Divine Love. These visions are the source of her major work, called 16 Revelations of Divine Love, written around 1393. In one of her visions, Julian saw God holding a tiny thing in his hand, like a small brown nut, which seemed so fragile and insignificant that she wondered why it didn't crumble before her eyes. She understood that the thing was the entire created universe, which is nothing, of course, compared to its creator, and she was told, God made it, God loves it, God keeps it. Julian is venerated by the Anglican and the Lutheran churches, but has never been canonized or officially beatified by the Catholic Church. This is probably because so little is known of her life, not even her birth name is recorded. So aside from her writings and the dates of her birth and of her death, that's pretty much it. There is also a scholarly debate going on as to whether Julian was a nun in a nearby convent or even a laywoman. But in spite of this controversy, hers is believed to be the first book written in the English language by a woman, and Julian became very well known throughout England as a spiritual authority.
And now we have a thought from Julian about prayer.
Pray, even if you feel nothing, see nothing. For when you are dry, empty, sick, or weak, at such time is your prayer most pleasing to God, even though you may find little joy in it. This is true of all believing prayer. This is a prayer of Julian of Norwich. In you, Father Almighty, we have our preservation and our bliss. In you, Christ, we have our restoring and our saving. You are our brother and saviour. In you, our Lord the Holy Spirit, is marvellous and plenteous grace. You are our clothing, for love you wrap us and embrace us. You are our maker, our lover, our keeper. Teach us to believe that by your grace all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. O God of your goodness, give us yourself, for only in you do we have all. Amen.